You say, why do you like that so much? Because I have been blessed. Amen. Thank God. Appreciate the good singing tonight. What did I tell you? John chapter number 9. John chapter number 9. We're going to jump around here just a little bit in this story tonight. And I trust that you're familiar with it. This is a story where Jesus spits on the ground, makes the clay, and he anoints the eyes of this blind man. And I don't usually take my jacket off, but I'm burning up, so deal with it. Amen. Jesus spits on the ground, makes some clay, and he anoints this blind guy's eyes. And he opens his eyes and he's healed. And then the Pharisees get wind of it, and they say that that this man's not of God, not talking about the blind man, talking about Jesus. Yeah. All because of the day that he done it on. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how sometimes supposedly believers strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Amen. It's amazing to me sometimes how God could be moving in a great way, and all somebody can do is criticize the method in which God did move. Or the people that God used. Amen. I've had preachers get in this pulpit, our preachers, and heard through the grapevine that somebody said, how dare he get in the pulpit? He ain't right with God. Well, you made that statement. You ain't either. Yeah. Amen. God used a donkey to preach. Yeah. Amen. Jonah was backslid. Yeah. You went to Nineveh, you didn't see any whale puke left over there, did you, brother? Amen. Let's be careful that we don't criticize the way in which the Lord does what he does. Amen. He wants to heal on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. I didn't hear that blind guy complaining about it. Amen. I'm going to look at some scripture tonight and give you just a simple thought. In verse number 1, the Bible said, and Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? We preached from this when Sister Donna was in the hospital. This is the scripture that the Lord gave to Clint. He said, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. And we know the story. He made the clay and he put on his eyes and told the fellow to go wash. And the Bible said he came seeing. Yeah, yeah. And people said, is this him? And somebody said, yeah, it's him. Somebody said, no, it's somebody that looks like him. And the old blind guy said, no, I am he. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Amen. And what a testimony this fellow was. In verse number 24, we'll jump over there. And the Bible said, then again called they the man, talking about the Pharisees, trying to find fault and accuse Jesus. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Here's what they're saying. Don't give Jesus credit for this because he's a sinner. That's what they said. Well, that'd be pretty brave. That's about as brave as that idiot on 6:40 a.m. every Sunday claiming to be Jesus Christ. I don't believe the man could be saved. I'm not judging him, but I believe if a man is truly saved, he'd be afraid to carry that title. They call in on that talk show and call him Lord and Savior. Whew. You're treading on some pretty dangerous ground there, amen? But they said, don't give him the glory, give God the glory, if you're giving Jesus the glory, you're giving God the glory. Amen. If you're praising Jesus, you're praising God. Jesus said, if you've seen me, he said, hey, look up in here. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, I and my Father are one. Amen. I don't fully understand that. I think I got a good grasp, but I can't wait to get to heaven and be fully enlightened. Can't you, Brother Fred? That's going to be something, ain't it? We're going to go, oh, I see. Amen. That's going to be pretty good. Anyway, the Bible said in verse number 25, he answered and said, watch this, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Here's what the blind guy said. I don't know if he's a sinner or not. He said, I know this. I was blind, and now I see. I think the guy was saying, I don't care if he has a past. I don't care if he don't line up with your theology. I don't care if he don't fit in your little religious crowd. I can see. I want to focus on the statement that the blind man made tonight, whether he's a sinner or no, I know not. I don't want to, everybody likes to talk about what they know. You get around certain preachers and they like to impress with how much they know, how big the degree is hanging on their wall. Amen. I got a PhD. Y'all know this joke, a set of post hole diggers, amen. Amen. The Southern Baptist Association says a missionary has to go to school for 4 years before they'll support him on the field. That's stupid. Yeah. If the Lord calls you to go to school, go to school. If the Lord calls you to the mission field, bless God, you better get the mission field. Yes. Amen. They won't allow a pastor to stand behind the pulpit and preach unless he has a bachelor's degree. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. John the Baptist was a mountain man. Came out wearing camel hair and eating wild locust and honey. Cry and repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. Everybody's so worried about what somebody knows. But God used this man and he knew very little. 2,000 years later and we're still preaching about this guy who knew not. But he had a testimony. Are you listening to me? Tonight I want you to get the understanding. I hear this and I'm really tired of hearing it, to be honest with you. I wish I knew the Bible like Brother Freddie. I wish I could teach the Bible like Brother Charles. Hang in there. Give it time. You're not going to become a great Bible teacher overnight. It takes time. You're not going to learn that Bible overnight. It takes time. But here's the whole preface of the message. You ain't got to wait till you finish Bible school to do something for Jesus. Amen? I said you don't have to wait till you finish Bible school or even discipleship training. This boy had no classes. The little lady at the well had no classes. But she ran back to town and said, hey, come see a man told me all things whatsoever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen? Didn't nobody disciple her? Did God use her? Come on, talk to me. And God can use you. God can use you. Timothy, leave him alone. God can use you. And he can use you and you and you. He can use every one of us. Did you know that right after I got saved, I mean, I don't know, Mama, if it was weeks or just days, God put me to work. I was saved just literally days. I didn't know a lot about the Bible. I'd been around it all my life. But buddy, I started driving a church bus, right, picking up boys and girls. You know how much that Bible you got to know to drive a bus? By the way, that Bible won't even help you pass that test. Right. There ain't a scripture verse on it, far as I know. Now listen, I'm not playing down studying the Bible. You ought to study the Bible. But don't wait till you can quote the books of the Bible and you can memorize the Romans road and the John road and the Acts road and this road and that road and the paved road and the dirt road. For you serve God, we ought to get busy immediately no matter what we know. Amen. God will sometimes, let me rephrase it, I think God will usually use the unlearned over the learned. Amen. He's proved it in His Word over and over and over and over again. Listen, if you are born again, I don't care if it happened this morning, last week, or last month, God has something for you to do. Amen. Listen, all you really have to know is Him. Somebody said, well, I don't know how to witness. What do you mean you don't know how to witness? I don't think we'll have to have soul winning classes. A lot of people go to these soul winning classes, never win a soul. I guess it's okay to learn how to be polite and courteous and not have bad breath and little pointers like that. I guess it's okay. But what is a witness? I got on jury duty the other day, and they had witnesses there. They didn't have witness classes. All they want to know is what happened. What did you see? What did you hear? And that's what the Pharisees gathered around this man, trying to accuse the Lord of some wrongdoing. And they said, hey, what happened? He said, give God the glory, because this man's a sinner. And that guy said, I don't care what you call him. I was blind, I can see. Amen. Gold Rush Parade, that's what prompted this sermon. Gold Rush Parade is coming up. It's on us. It's here just in a couple of weeks, September 11th. That ought to be a day we remember real well. Now let me show you something that anybody can do that's got arms. You can do it without arms, I imagine. You can figure out a way. Now watch this. Here's Jason. Scum, dirtbag, low-down, rotten, dirty sinner. Lost and on his way to a devil's hell. Now look here. I ain't said a word. I don't know how many classes you'd have to take for that. I don't know how many degrees. We'd probably have to go to school and then postgraduate school and maybe even get a doctorate degree to do what we just did. That's the mentality of people. I don't know enough about the Bible. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you don't know. Worry about who you do know. Worry about who you met when you got born again and share him with someone else. Amen. 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 Oh, what if somebody asked me a question I don't know? Brother Freddie, myself, Brother Charles, Brother Warren, Brother Tommy, Brother Allen, some of these men in this church, we've been studying the Bible for years. Do you still get stumped occasionally? Brother Charles, Brother Allen, Brother Warren, we ain't got this thing figured out. We know more than we did. But you know what we're doing? As pastors, assistant pastors, Sunday school teachers, and deacons, you know what we're still doing? Learning. We're on the same place you are. We just may be a couple of grades ahead of you. We're still learning that book too. Amen. The preacher, by the way, who thinks he's got it all figured out, I'd get away from that rascal. Because he ain't got sense enough to get out of shower of rain. Amen. I don't have all the answers. Amen. There's a lot of that book. I believe it with all my heart, but I don't understand it. Yeah, every time I get to that portion, I go, here we go. Scratch our heads some more. God, you going to show me this time? God said, no, just read it. All right. And I've run into some people and say, hey, what do you think about this? And they go, oh. And God said, don't pay that nut no attention. He just leave you hanging, man. We hadn't got it all figured out. But I want to show you some things about this guy. In verse number 11, I want to show you the only person he knew. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus, they asked him what happened. He said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. They said, what happened to you? He said, I don't know, but his name was Jesus. Well, that's a good starting part, right, point right there. Amen. All you need to know is the Lord. Amen. They sang that song, I Know Him. They sung it this morning. I'm glad He knows me. I know. Do you know Him? Yeah. That's more important than any Bible degree. I believe people graduate in Bible college on their way to hell. Yeah. Because they put more emphasis on a education than a relationship. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I know Him. I want to learn the Bible, no doubt, but I know Him. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I told my buddies the next day after I got saved, I told my buddies, I said, y'all ain't going to believe this. I got saved last night. They said, what? I said, yeah. What happened? I said, I don't know. I said, I realized I was on my way to hell, and I asked Jesus to save me. Y'all ought to do it too. Yeah. They said, oh, you'll lose your religion in 6 months. That's 25 years ago. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I don't think it's wore off. I think it's wore on. Amen. Yeah. Amen. It hadn't downplayed. It hadn't weakened. I mean, brother, it's just got better and better and better and better and better. Amen. Like old Uncle Bud Robertson used to say, he was a hair-lip Nazarene, wasn't he, Brother Fred? Nazarene. He said, it's like sugar. He said, it just gets tweeter and tweeter and tweeter. Amen. And that's what the salvation has done. Since the day I met the Lord, hey, I've learned some great things about the Bible. I've learned some great things about the Lord. But none of it holds a candle to just knowing Him. I was kind of like that guy. I was blind. But now I see. I ain't 100% sure. I can explain to you about salvation, but I don't fully understand. Amen. I don't know how it all works. I know it works. Amen. I got on a plane in Pittsburgh. First class, by the way. That was cool. Normally, I don't get it. Levi flies free, so I get to fly free. If he's available, I get first class. That means you get coffee in a glass cup. Amen. And you can sit back and make fun of the poor people in the back. Amen. They just don't know I'm one of them. I got on a plane Saturday morning to come home from Pittsburgh. I don't know how that thing works. I know it's got flaps and it's got rudders and landing gear and all these. Man, have you ever seen a dashboard in one of them things? I'd like to get in there and play with some of that stuff. Looked like it had a video game right in the center. I don't know. I don't understand how that thing works, but I'm sure glad it does, ain't you? Yeah. Hey, man, I'm sure somebody said, you have a good flight? I said, yeah, it took off and it landed. That's a good flight. Hey, man, I don't understand that. I ain't got to understand it. I ain't got to understand salvation fully. I just got to understand that I got it. Yes. Amen. Amen. And you can grow right down here in the street. Couple of Saturdays from now, you can say, man, I can't fully explain all this, but if you got a hold of it, it'd blow your mind. Yeah. Amen. Just be nice and talk plain to folks. Yeah. Don't tell them about what all you don't know. Don't brag on your ignorance. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I've seen people get up and do that. Well, I don't know much about the Bible, but tell them what you do know. Yeah. Don't look like an idiot. Tell them what you do know. Let me tell you something I know. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. How about you?
Yeah. Well, I'm a Methodist.
What? We stopped at the Dodge dealership, me and a Yankee preacher, on Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know. They had three of them Challengers, them new Dodge Challengers. Y'all looked at them things? God's in that, I think. Amen. They had three of them sitting right there side by side, a red one, a blue one, and a purple one. Amen. I got a picture of it on my phone. Had a 6.1, is it, pop? Hemi. Oh, yeah, 6 feet, $47,000. The salesman came out, and we stuck. You know, you can't look at nothing without a salesman. He come out and started talking to us. And I said, I'm here preaching a youth camp in town this week. I said, oh, that's where I bought my Toyota up there in Pennsylvania. And I said, I bought a truck from y'all a while back. He said, you're Brother Eddie, aren't you? I said, yeah. He said, my little brother's out there at camp. I said, well, glory to God. And that boy, that old Yankee, jumped on him with both feet. He said, are you a saved man? He said, well, yeah, I'm a Lutheran. He said, oh, that means you're saved? And the guy said, well, I go to the Lutheran church. He said, sir, I no offense, but I didn't ask if you was a Lutheran or a Baptist or a Methodist or Episcopalian. I just asked if you're saved. He said, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure. He said, what makes you think so? He had to take a call. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I know him. I'm not saved because I'm a Baptist. I'm not saved because I'm something else. I'm saved because I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. Let's just make sure we don't deny him as we go out. We don't have to know everything. Just like this guy, he said his name's Jesus. That's all I know. That's all you need. He's enough. Amen. By the way, some of y'all, not y'all, but some people, every time I say something about Osteen in here, somebody gets mad. You want to really get mad? I want you to Google something. Go to YouTube and Google Benny Hinn confronts Joel Osteen. When Benny Hinn criticizes you, you got problems. Yes, sir. When Benny, I mean, he rips him for about 15 minutes, says he's full of demons. On national television. Said, I want to crawl through the television and punch his nose. I mean, brother, he lets him have it, man. It's worth watching, brother. It really is. Amen. You know what he said? He said, Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. Amen. Boy, he got him right there, didn't he? Amen. Listen, don't worry about what you don't know. Do you know Jesus? He's enough. He's enough for any lost sinner in this town. It ain't about where you go to church, what your doctrine is, whether it's eternal security or you lose your salvation or water baptism. Do you know Jesus? That's a starting point. It's good enough for this blind guy, wasn't it? Amen. Hey, listen. The only promise, the only person he knew was the Lord. The only promise he knew was the word of the Lord. Look at verse number 15. Verse number 15. Watch what he said. Then again, the Pharisees also ask him how he... I don't know if any of that bunch is going to be in heaven. I really don't. I get sick of Pharisees. Pharisees. We have them in our churches. We probably got a few around here. I hope you ain't one of them. I don't know about that. I baptized Brother Richard the other night and worried to death about what somebody'd think. Yeah. I really was, Brother Freddie. But his doctors, his nurse said we could not immerse him. They said, we bring him from the assisted living home right down here. They said, you cannot immerse him. He's got this open place and all these medical issues. You cannot. I put a number two wash tub up there and poured a pitcher of water over his head. I got home, laid in the bed, and I thought, Lord, please don't let anybody be offended at that. And all of a sudden, I just got mad. Yeah. I thought, Lord, I'll take that back. I don't give a flip if they mad or not. I did all I knew to do. And I believe God honored that. Amen. Bunch of Pharisees. Anyway, verse number 15. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. You know what he said? I just did what he told me. He said if I'd do it, I could see and I believed it. Amen. The only promise he knew was the word of the Lord. Thank God, thank God. I don't know what Obama's going to do. I'm worried about it. I don't know what Pelosi's going to do. I'm worried about it. Y'all all right? I don't trust none of that crowd. I don't care what side of the aisle they sit on, whether they a donkey or an elephant. They all about themselves and not me and you. They don't care about you. You've lost your mind. You think they care about you. Obama gonna pay my house payment. How's that working out? I remember during the election, a lady got on the radio and said, oh yeah, I'm voting for Obama. He gonna pay my house payment. He ain't made nary one of mine. Y'all all right? Boy, I'm getting all kind of sidetracked. Politicians make all kind of promises. Only one problem with them. There is no physical way they can keep them. There's no way. But I got 66 books right here. Jam-packed, slam full, and running over of God's promises. And he can back up every one of them. Amen. And he can back up every single one. Amen. If he said he can save, he can save. Greatest miracle in the world. I wish them TV preachers get a hold of that. Amen. Brother Shane's back there, and he nicknamed his own self Stumpy. Got his leg chopped off. Did. I can't put that thing back on. God could. But that's what they major on. They worry more about whether or not Brother Shane could walk or whether or not he's going to hell when he died. That's the greatest miracle in the world. Hey, I praise the Lord for healing. I watched God heal that little girl sitting right over there. Brother Shore, as I'm standing here, I watched God do that. But I'd rather her die of cancer and go to heaven. And I don't mean that. I'm not being cruel. Than die and go to hell without God. Amen. Amen. Do you know what he said? I just took him at his word. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if, you know, like Brother Freddie said, I don't think we got none around here like that now, brother, that don't like what we do. I don't think we got none who are embarrassed by y'all preaching up there at McDonald's no more. I don't think so. I really don't. How many of y'all embarrassed by Brother Freddie and Brother Thomas or Brother Greg, Brother Ryan standing about there? Y'all, just my cave, brother. That's the only one. Amen. I'm thankful we got men like that, ain't y'all? Amen. I got sidetracked. I'm losing my mind. I'm too tired. Amen. I believe God. I just lost it, sure enough. The only promise he knew was the word of the Lord. There you go. You say, I don't know if this handing out tract stuff works. Give me that tract back. I'm an Indian giver. Let me tell you something. We got God's promise on that. You know what the back of this tract is full of? Which one is that? The greatest story? You know what this whole tract's full of? Yeah. It's full of the Word of God. Yeah. It's full of the Word of God. Well, I just don't know if that works for today's society. You tell God that. I ain't the one that said it. Yeah. He said it would never return void. Yeah. And by the way, we always tell our people, hey, a lot of people, we give them to them, they throw them on the ground. Don't touch it. Somebody's got to clean that up. Amen. All he knew was the word of the Lord. Here's what he said. That man he spit on the ground and then made some mud and he put it on my eyes, told me to go wash and I'd see. Now what if he'd have doubted that? Huh? There was a king in the Old Testament. He told basically the same thing, go dip 7 times. He's about ready to give up about that 5th time. And that servant told him, say, hey man, what you got to lose? He said it. Try it. Give her a whirl, man. I bet he is glad he took that 7th dip. Amen. Amen. Let's just take God at His word. I believe somebody will get saved as a result of Saturday after next when we go handing out tracts down this street. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I believe God's going to do something with that. Amen. You don't got to know a whole lot. Just come. Amen. You want me to show you who hands out as many tracts as anybody in this church on Gold Rush Day? Oh, yeah. Hey, front row, y'all stand up. If they can do it, now one of them can explain to you this deal or this stuff about predestination. Now one of them could explain to you and give you scripture after scripture about this deal with dealing with election or eternal security. Amen. But they can hand out a gospel tract. You know what they believe with all their heart? With all their heart. They believe if they'll do it, God will do something with it. Thank y'all. You know where I got this tract? Blaze coming in the back door of the church. I opened the door for him. He said, here's what he said. He said, Jesus loves you. Have a good day. Out of the mouth of babes, friend. The only person he knew was Jesus. The only promise he knew was the Word of God. And the only praise he knew was scriptural. Amen. Verse number 17. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him? That he hath opened thine eyes. Here's what he said. He said he's a prophet. He's a prophet. You know what he started doing? He started bragging on the Lord. Hey, this ain't no normal everyday man walking around here. This guy's got to be of God. He's a prophet of God. If he can make clay and put it on my eye. Hey, man, he didn't even know he was the son of God. But he began to brag on it. Amen. You know what he said? He said he's a prophet. Was he wrong? Nope. He was a prophet. Little did he know he was also a priest and a king. Amen. Amen. The only praise he knew was scriptural. People get saved around here and get excited. Leave them alone. I don't know where our little old boy got off to, Jason. What was his name? Joey. Is that, was it? Yeah. Got saved that Sunday. That was so cool. He come up out of the altar. He didn't know amen. He didn't know hallelujah, glory to God. He just stood up and went, yes! I said, you go ahead, son. Amen. 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 Bobby. That's what I thought. Joey didn't sound right. I'm here to tell you, brother, we ought to give God some glory.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. The only praise he knew was scriptural. The only promise he knew was the Word of God. The only person he knew was Jesus. And the only pleasure he knew in verse number 25, watch this. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. The only pleasure he knew was light. This man had been in total darkness all his life. Now all he sees is light. Now you can believe what you want. Don't fall out sideways with me. I think old Hank Williams might be in heaven. I ain't going to stand here and preach him in hell because I don't know. Y'all all right? It got quiet. Like that idiot come preach here one Sunday night years ago. Said Billy Graham was going to hell and going to spend eternity with Elvis. Where do we get off making statements like that? More people going to heaven because of Billy Graham you'll ever dream about. Yeah, but he ain't biblically right. No, he ain't. There was a time when he was. When all them folks are getting saved, the old boy's telling it like it was. Amen? You better be careful. Amen. Amen. The only pleasure he knew was light. It's just like us. I wandered in darkness. What's that song, once like a blind man? Anyway, I wandered in darkness. I heard about the Bible. I heard about Jesus. I heard about the love of God and the grace of God and the glory of God. But that's all it was a head knowledge. But boy, when God shed light on it on that New Year's Eve when I got saved, like old Hank said, I saw the light. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad we know the light of the Word of God. That light that shineth in darkness. I'm glad I saw that light.
Yes,
aren't you? I'm telling you, we have something to take. We have something to take. You may not be able to argue with a Jehovah's Witness. You may not be able to do it. Brother, somebody was telling me, Greg Godfrey, said Brother Billy Wood over at Grace in Powder Springs, said somebody, he heard a CD of him preaching, said some Jehovah's Witness came to his door. He run them off. And he said, y'all just go ahead and leave this subdivision. They said, no, we're going to knock on every door. He said, well, I'm going with you. They said he followed them to every driveway. And when they knocked on the door, if anybody is home, he'd holler, they're lying, they're lying. Amen. You may not be able to argue one of them down, but you can holler, they're lying, they're lying. Amen. Brother Freddie calls them gospel perverts. Is that right? Amen. He got a couple of them Huffy riders out here in our parking lot one day and run them off our property. I like that.
Say, you should not be that way.
Are you kidding? They're causing people to go to hell, man. Amen. We got the light. We've got the true light. Let's share it. Let's share it. I told them in the prayer room tonight, and I'm going to quit in a second. I told you I'd be short tonight, and I'm about half lied. I've got on my heart this year. This is what I'm going to do. I may get a couple of men to go with me. I'm not sure yet. I'm just praying. I'll hand pick you. But I'm going to march with the bus till we get to the corner up yonder. And I'm stopping where all that's going on up there. Because when you try to stay with the bus, see, about all you can do is hand somebody a track and move on. I want to leave that parade that day. I want to win somebody to Christ. That's my goal. I want to win somebody to Christ. I don't want to just invite somebody to church. I want to get to know somebody. I'm just going to go down there and try to hang out in that crowd, mingle around. Amen? That guy that drives that 69 Super Sport Silver Chevelle with the white black stripes on it, I'm going after him. Amen? I'm kidding. I'm going after any of them that'll receive it. Amen? Amen. Wouldn't it be good this year? We saw people saved at the parade before. Wouldn't it be good if we purposed in our heart, Lord, and pray, God, let me see somebody get saved. God's given us favor. He has. When we first started doing this, they laughed and scorned us. And there's still some that do. And they're idiots. One guy last year said, I can't believe they let them get away with that. I said, we own the place. He shut up then, amen. He was out in our parking lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only pleasure he knew was light. The only purpose he knew was to witness. The only peace he knew was the separation from the darkness. Amen. He didn't know much. I've been preaching or pastoring for 17 years. If I make it to May, it'd be 18, Brother Charles. You believe that? We're going to wind up growing old together, ain't we? I'm trying to catch up with you, brother. Out of these 17, going on 18 years, I bet you this is probably my fourth Bible since I've been your pastor. I bet you a third anyway. Fourth, counting the one that was stolen. I bet you I could go home tonight and there's places marked where I've preached from this very story in every one of those Bibles. Over somebody who knew nothing but Jesus. What are you saying, preacher? That's enough. That's enough. You don't have to be able to teach an adult class to serve him. Amen. Hey, if you would like to get to the place where you can teach an adult class, why don't you quarter Brother Freddie up after service? Say, hey, tell me about them classes. I believe if you'll go to the Bible Institute, when you complete that, you're ready for any class. You know enough Bible, if you'll do that, you'll know enough Bible to teach any class we got. Amen. You say, why don't we offer more adult classes? We got to get some adults ready to teach adult classes. Amen. Y'all all right? Let's take what we don't know and quit worrying about it. Let's take what we do know and share it with a lost and a dying world. Amen. I got on the plane coming home. No, going to Pennsylvania last Monday. I can spot who's going to sit next to me before we ever get on the plane. There was a grandmother and a young woman and a two-year-old having a fit. I'm sitting at my gate and I'm thinking, who am I going to be with? I said, that's it right there. The little baby, mama with the baby got on the inside by the window, grandma in the middle, and she's big enough to take up two. And I'm scrunched in there like this right here. And she said, hey, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing fine, ma'am. How are you? She said, is Atlanta your home? I said, yes. But she said, where are you going? Sometimes I wish people just shut up and let you go to sleep. I said, I'm going to Pennsylvania. She said, oh, what part? I said, Somerset. Where the plane crashed? I said, yes, ma'am. What you going to do there? I said, well, I'm going to preach to about 200 kids. She said, really? You a reverend? I said, I'm a Baptist preacher, man. I said, last year I went up there and preached and there's 55 kids got saved. And the stewardess standing behind me, she was getting ready to buckle herself in for the takeoff. She said, well, glory. She looked at me, she said, honey, you carry the word. I said, yes, ma'am. Best I can. She said, honey, you are beautiful. I said, this may come as a shock to you, but that's not the first time I've heard that. Amen. She said, that's what the book said. She said, if your feet's pretty, the rest of you got to be pretty too. I said, I hope I get on your plane every time. If somebody reported her, she'd probably got fired. We prayed for her. We took off.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to lead nobody to the Lord, but I got to be a witness.
Yeah.
I played with that baby all the way to Pittsburgh. That grandmother started to get off the plane, and I just stepped out of the aisle and got out of her way. I got her bag down for her. I said, here, ma'am. I hope y'all have a great stay. They were going to see family. I said, I hope y'all have a great time. She said, sir, it's been a pleasure to be on this plane with you today. I didn't open any great Bible truth to her. We didn't discuss any deep theological thoughts. I just let her see a little bit of Jesus in somebody. I could have had me an attitude, and probably the reason I didn't, because I figured who I was going to be sitting with, and I was right. And I said, Lord, help me not to be snotty. Amen. And he did. He helped me to be cordial. I mean, boy, I don't do good at 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. The Lord helped me to be a blessing. Let me meet that little old, you know what? That little stewardess never asked me what denomination I was. Yeah. I hadn't asked her neither. Because I could just tell by some of the language she used, we wasn't the same stripe. I could tell. I didn't care. Boy, I was enjoying. She was a blessing to me, amen. Don't worry about what you don't know. Knowledge will come. Knowledge will come. But take what you got in your heart. Just like the little lady at the well. Get like people used to do in our church years ago and say, hey, I can't explain all this to you, but you got to come hear my preaching. Amen. Yeah. Amen. If we just get enough burden, hey, we don't know how to witness to them, but if we can just get them here.
That's right,
Sunday school teachers tell them, the preacher will tell them how to be saved. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to encourage you tonight.
Amen,
I don't know how many we've got here tonight, probably 150, close to 200. Boy, I wonder what we could do if just what's here tonight would show up on Saturday, September the 11th. Just what's here tonight. Do you know how many tracts in less than 2 hours we'll hand out in this town if we had this crowd right here? Brother Freddie, 6,000? At least, he said. 6,000 gospel tracts. That means we put the gospel in 6,000 hands in less than 2 hours. And you ain't got to open your mouth to do it. You ain't got to worry about it. We'll open our mouth for all of it. Amen?
Yeah.
Just show up. You say, well, I ain't never done nothing like that. You might like it.
Yeah.
Amen. You might get hooked on it. Like old bus parent that got saved, old Brother James Bailey.
Yeah.
Boy, we'll call him and see if he wants to come down and help us out. Why don't you do that? Brother, some of you that really want to learn how to win somebody to Christ, I'll put you with him. And I guarantee you he won't make that loop and come back empty-handed. He draws lost people like a magnet. He's one of the best soul winners I've ever been around in my life.
Yes.
Amen. And he ain't out there trying to keep score neither. He loves sinners. He's not trying to write somebody's name down so he can brag how many people he led the Lord. He really cares. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. I just want to encourage you. Let's take him to our community. Amen. Listen. I know we'll give you good instruction before we go out in the street, but I'm going to tell you, if I catch one of you out here in the parking lot or in the street fighting with somebody, I'm going to reprimand you. We're not going out there to fight and argue. When you're sitting there arguing some biblical issue with somebody who you ain't fixing to make a difference in no how, you're taking precious time that somebody who's ready to hear the gospel could be talking to you. We ain't going out there to fight. We ain't going out there to condemn. We ain't going out there to be mean. They're condemned already. We want to carry the Lord Jesus Christ in this town and say, come see a man. Told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? I don't know all about it, Brother Todd, but I was blind. According to Ephesians chapter number 2. Man, I was dead. I was worse than blind. I was plumb dead. But now I see. Amen. Y'all come get us a song. We'll give an altar call. I preached longer than I thought I would. By the way, Sister Stacy is a diamond expert. I didn't know that. She said this is definitely fake. So, Brother Robert, there you go. Listen, maybe we ought to come and just ask the Lord this tonight. Here's what I prayed down in the prayer room. Lord, give me a bigger burden. It's so easy to get so wrapped up in everything else and everybody's problems. Lord, help me to remember there's still people going to hell. While I spend all my time trying to fix this and fix that and help this and help that, there's still people dying and going to hell. God, give me a greater burden for sinners. Not just a greater burden for my church and our people, but Lord, those people out there that need what I have in my heart. Y'all go ahead and sing a verse whenever you're ready. God dealing with your heart, you just come.